Upon ours were heaped all sorts of books, lesson books and play books, some standing up and some lying down. The only two standing decorously against the wall were two large volumes of a Histoire des Voyages in red binding. On that shelf could be seen books thick and thin, and books large and small, as well as covers without books, and books without covers, since everything got crammed up together anyhow when playtime arrived, and we were told to put the library, as Carl called these shelves, in order. The collection of books on his own shelf was, if not so numerous as ours, at least more varied. Three of them in particular I remember, namely a German pamphlet, minus a cover, on manuring cabbages in kitchen gardens, a history of the Seven Years' War, bound in parchment and burnt at one corner, and a course of hydrostatics. Though Carl passed so much of his time in reading that he had injured his sight by doing so, he never read anything beyond these books and The Northern Bee. Another article on Carl's shelf I remember well. This was a round piece of cardboard fastened by a screw to a wooden stand, with a sort of comic picture of a lady and a hairdresser glued to the cardboard. Carl was very clever at fixing pieces of cardboard together, and had devised this contrivance for shielding his weak eyes from any very strong light. I can see him before me.